Anton Lander, who is lighting it up in the American Hockey League, and likely will be watching very closely on Friday when a big arch rival in the semifinals, Sweden, taking on Finland. Anton, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Here in Canada, you know, Canada-US is a huge rival. Well, Swedish and the Finns, that's equally a big rival. Will you be up bright and early watching that game Friday?
I think so, yeah. It's going to be a big game, and Finland plays really smart and tight hockey, so it's going to be a good game.
Talk about the rivalry. You've been in Canada now, and then you've seen some rivalries. How do you compare the Swedish-Finnish rivalry? Where did it start? What makes it so good from your perspective?
I think it starts when you make the national team when you're at 16 years old. You play Finland, I don't know how many times, at least 10, 15 times over the year, and it keeps going up, and then you play them on the small breaks we got in Europe. So you play them a lot, and that's where I think the rivalry is coming from.
Anton Lander joins us. Anton, easily having the best offensive time of your career in North America, 38 points in 34 games. What do you feel has been the key to your success so far this year?
I've been playing with great players around me that have been helping me a lot, and Nelly gave me a lot of responsible on the ice, and when I try to bring the puck more often to the net and try to put pucks on the net, and that's where it creates some opportunities.
Anton, you've been a captain before. You've got the captain this year, and Todd Nelson feels like you're one of those guys who almost thrives by being the captain and plays better, and you seem to take on more responsibility. Is that just a coincidence that you're playing better with the captaincy on, or do you like having that responsibility and it makes you a better player?
That's a good question, but I think I like it more than not, so I like to take responsibility both outside and on the ice, but I'm still doing my the same stuff and try to lead by example on the ice more than talking in the locker room.
Are you a big vocal guy, or are you more of a leader through your actions?
I'm more on the action, I think. But of course, when things not going right, then I can talk and I can be vocal, but I try most of the time to show it on the ice.
Anton Lander joins us. Anton, you've been in the NHL. Obviously, you're in the American League. You want to be back in the NHL. What are you working on in the American League that you feel will make you a better NHL player when you get called up again?
I think it's overall everything, but most of it is my offensive game that and finish my checks. That's a big part of the game in the National Hockey League, and something I need to work on. And that's becoming better and better for every game, but there's still a lot of things to work on.
Todd Nelson, Steve Cerdakny, I know he was down there working with you, and says you're putting in a lot of extra time on your foot speed. Is that the one thing you feel you need to improve on the most to be a regular NHLer?
I mean, when you get quicker and faster on your skate, it makes the game a little bit easier. So, of course, it's a big thing for my game and something I've been working on, almost 5 years now. So it's something you can never get too good at, and it's something I need to work on. So, yeah.
What do you do to work on your foot speed specifically?
There's a couple of small drills, like short and quick drills. You use the circles on the ice, and you can do crossovers, or you start in different position, or you can try to bring more speed through the neutral zone. So is it Steven have shovel some really good drills that we can use after practice?
This is, the best run for you offensively, and I'm guessing your confidence is at a level that you want it to be at. And I'm not saying you're going to come to the NHL and be a point-of-game guy, but that confidence you have right now in your game, when you do get called up, and, I've heard a lot of talk that we'll likely see you in Edmonton sometime in the next month or so, that you'll be able to come up here and maybe just have more confidence with the puck at the NHL level. Do you think it translates like that?
I hope so. You never know. I mean, confidence is something that you get, is something you gotta work on, and The last couple games here we've been playing good and we've been winning games, and when you're winning games it's easier to play better too and try different things. So huge part of my confidence is that we start winning games here in Oklahoma.
One of your fellow countrymen's also your teammate, Oscar Klefbom. A lot of fans curious about him. Talk about his play. He really seems to be developing and kind of finding his comfort level in the American League the last 20 games.
Yeah, I agree. This is his first year over here, and he came from a season last year that he didn't play much. He got hurt, and this year he started a little bit slow, but the game he plays right now is really good. He brings the puck up with a lot of speed, and he finds a lot of good first passes. That's what we forward needs, and that's a big key of the game, and he's playing really good right now.
What do you think is his best attribute, Lander?
I think that he's using his skate and his size. He wins a lot of battles around the corner, and with that said, he starts with a really good first pass, and it makes way much easier to play.
Your team was struggling, and suddenly here in the last 8 games, you guys have really turned things around. What's changed?
I think when we lost that game in Charlotte, 9-3, I think it was, and that was kind of something that everyone brought together, and just that's it, and we need to find a way, and then have a big win against Toronto there, and we try to remember what we did right that game, and since that, we've been playing a little bit different and way better. We put more pucks on the net and creates more chances in front.
Coming up this weekend, you take on 3 games in basically 2.5 days. You got the Grand Rapids Griffins on Friday and Saturday, and then an afternoon game against the Marlies on Sunday. Anton, you've been through these 3 games in 3 days, or 3 and 2.5. How do you get through that? Is there anything specific you do to ensure that you still have energy on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you eat a little bit more food the couple days before. You try to build up some energy during the days before, and but overall, if guys start looking for excuses that they are tired or they're feeling bad for themselves, that's when you start playing bad, and it's something you got to think about, and eating good and don't look for excuses.
Well, Anton, continued success, 38 points in 34 games is great. Hopefully your team keeps winning, and hopefully we see you in the NHL soon. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Jason. Appreciate it.